Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, this portion of our show, the Capital One Orange Bowl Media Tour presented by Duffy Sports Grill, Joe Zagacki, Don Bailey Jr. We go West. Don, his father coached you, Kim Helton. He's the head coach at USC now. Clay Helton, coach, good evening. How are you?
Oh, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me.
How you doing, Coach Don Bailey here?
Oh, my goodness. Are you talking about a living legend in my eyes and one of my dad's all-time favorite people? It's great to hear your voice, Don.
Well, I'm glad. I need you to settle something once and for all. Every time I speak to your dad, he says he's the better snook fisherman. But every time I speak to your mom, she says she's the better one. So I need to find out once and for all, who catches the most snook in that family?
Well, I'll tell you this. Dad is the best fish guide. He finds the fish, but at the end of the day, Mom pulls them in. So I'll go with him as a guide, and then Mom produces the meat in the cooler.
And I'll tell you, they're wonderful people. And you know what, Clay? I'll tell you, your dad is one of the most influential people in my life, and I still keep in touch with him. And we're all so very, very proud of you and how you've done and how the Helton family has done in coaching, and your brother, of course, having a great career. But your family's always been very, very special to me.
Well, you're a member of our family and always have been. It's great to hear your voice, and thank you for all that you've done for the University of Miami, as well as my immediate family and the big Coach Helton, Coach Kim Helton.
Yeah, he's the big guy. So let's get into some football. Tell us what do we expect out of USC this year? You've made some changes in the last couple of years offensively, trying to get that thing going. What do we expect out of it this year?
Yeah, you know, it was really important to us last year to be able to play a season and to really take an approach of taking each and every game and trying to fight to one play the game, you know, going through the health and safety protocols, but also, you know, to take that 1-0 mentality. And we look up and we run the table. We have an undefeated season. We're in the Pac-12 title game. But now it's about winning that championship and winning that title and being able to get to where, you know, we need to be as a team and as a leader in our conference. Being at a place that's garnered 11 national championships, championships are the key. And that's what's demanded. That's what is expected. We welcome it as coaches. We welcome it as players. And so we have to not only get back to that conference title game, but win it and open the doors to that 14 playoff.
Coach, what did you learn about your team last year, having to battle COVID? Did you find out? Everybody seemed to find out something a little bit different. What did you find out?
I learned especially how important it is to be in the moment. You know, when you're at premier programs, whether it's University of Miami, USC, at those premier programs across the country, and you're expected to win championships, sometimes you look forward rather than living in that moment. And last year, I thought our team, our coaching staff, and our players, whether it was just trying to get to the game on Saturday so we can make sure we play, we lived in the moment, whether it was preparation, taking care of each other, doing the things that we needed to do to get to the game, supporting each other through tremendous adversity, whether it was COVID, other things going on in our country. You know, we really came together and became stronger, but we lived in the moment and just said, okay, let's go 1-0 this week. We'll worry about next week. Next week, we won't look in the past. Let's just go 1-0 this week. And you look up and we go undefeated in a regular season. And that's what it's about for young 18 to 21-year-olds, is giving that short-term success to them, let them see some really progress over a week, and then go redo it the following week.
Coach, your quarterback, Keaton Slovis, last year, 320 yards a game, 17 touchdowns, 7 interceptions. Is he? What do you expect out of him? You being a quarterback guy.
Yeah. Man, it was just so, so important for that young man to play. You know, I never forget us walking out of the building on March 15th and not coming back until July 6th. And here's this young man that's coming off an unbelievable freshman campaign. And then all of a sudden, 4 months, you don't get to be around your team working with your receivers. You have abbreviated training camp. And it was so important for him to have those six games last year because there was a lot of success, but there were some failures too. And you learn from that. Playing quarterback is about getting experience and getting reps. And to be able to garner those opportunities, to be able to have a ton of success, a bunch of late-game heroics, Arizona State, Arizona UCLA, were really important for him. But also to be able to learn from some mistakes as we go into this next year, now being able to have a full offseason, 5 weeks of spring training, all of summer and a fall training camp, man, I can just see the confidence that's exuding from him. I see how much confidence our players have him, how his leadership has even grown more. He's just ready to have that championship season.
Clay Helton is our guest. Coach, you also, along those lines, made that move to spread things out, hurry up offense, more plays, more tempo, mm-hmm. much like the University of Miami. How important was that to your program, and how important was it in recruiting?
Yeah, you know, when I looked at recruiting, I think South Florida is a lot like Southern California. There's so many great athletes that are around it. And one of the advantages of the college football game compared to the NFL is our hash marks and how much field and grass there is to cover out there to the field. And being able to spread teams out with the quality of athletes that a University of Miami can acquire maybe in Southern Florida or USC can acquire in Southern California, it just makes sense to bring in coordinators that really have a great feel for spread offense, up-tempo offense, where you can acquire those great athletes, spread them out, put tempo, put pressure on a defense. And really, as you look at it, we're a 35-point offense right now over the last 2 years, and I really think we could be 40-plus. So we're trying to take that next step of being able to be one of those top three offenses in the country.
Change hats for a minute, Coach. You talk about you being a 35-point offense. People were pressing 40. You see all this offense going on. Mm-hmm. What the heck are these defensive coordinators trying to come up with to stop this stuff?
Well, I'm so thankful for Todd Orlando, who I've had the opportunity to go against several times, and it's just a hard day when you go against him. I think defenses nowadays are really taking advantages of being multiple, being able to be odd fronts, even fronts, being able to drop eight, be able to hide coverages on quarterbacks, you know. And they're having to be just as creative as the offenses are to be able to defend it. And so you're looking up, and I see a lot more nickel and dime packages than there were in college football maybe a decade ago. As football always is, offense always kind of goes out there and defense catches up, and then the offense adjusts and the defense catches up. And, you know, I think we're in that mold right now in college football that you're seeing how important your quality of DBs are and how important your nickel and dime packages are defending against these spread offenses.
Name, image, and likeness is affecting everybody a little bit different. How do you see it in your market, and how has it affected your team so far?
Well, it's something that we've been really proactive with, and not only just this year, but several years. I think of Juju Smith-Schuster, who was a dynamic wideout for us with an unbelievable personality while he was here, and he really built his brand in this city. You know, when you talk about the city of Los Angeles, you're talking about the number one college media market in the country, the number two pro media market in the country. So naturally, just this atmosphere lends to helping the student-athletes. But our university was also proactive. They weren't reactive. They knew it was not if, it was when name, image, and likeness was coming about. So they really put in programs, one, to support the student-athlete as they were building their brand, bringing in and merging with a company called J1S and building content for the players. They also provided knowledge to our players with Altius and being able to teach them how important those decisions and agreements are and being selective in those agreements. And then obviously you have to have the compliance part of it. But I think universities moving forward are going to have those three dynamics of support, compliance, and education for their players as we guide ourselves through this name, image, and likeness world.
Coach, I asked this almost tongue-in-cheek, but you went down this path a couple years ago, so maybe you can give us some insight to this. Don and I, we're going to be in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, we hope. Miami's going to open with Alabama. Mm. You have any advice for us?
Well,
what's it like to get ready to go into that Lions Den?
Well, you know this. You're playing, you know, one of the legends of college football, and Nick Saban, who always has a team very, very readily prepared. But, you know, I have heartstrings with the University of Miami, having Dad being a coach there. Always follow Miami and what they're doing. Love watching how they grew as a team last year and some of the weapons that Miami has. And I know this, Miami will be ready to compete. That's who they are. That's what that's always been about there. And I know it'll be a great game. Hard opener against the defending national champs. But you do have a new quarterback at Alabama, and it's always great to put pressure on new quarterbacks. So hopefully you can get him off his spot a little bit.
Coach, let's go to a subject that we talk about here a lot in Miami, and it's the Notre Dame-Miami matchup. Now, you deal with Notre Dame on a regular basis. Yeah. Can you maybe just give a little synopsis of how difficult it is to go to that place and play a football game?
Well, it's like our place, the Coliseum, or like walking into Notre Dame, seeing the Golden Dome. When you walk into South Bend, you're walking into history. You know, you're walking into iconic legends that have been there. So, one, you can't get enamored with the surroundings. You've got to realize what you're getting ready to go there to do, and that's to win a game and truly focus on that and don't be distracted by what's around you. So sometimes the aura is like that 12th man. You know, I see it when people walk into the Coliseum, who's been around since 1923, and they walk down our tunnel and you go, wow, you could just see their eyes looking up. Sometimes the environment is that weapon or that 12th man. So, you know, the best advice I can give you is when you walk in there, it is going to be electric. It is going to be just like other college atmospheres. But that's why, you know, we came. That's why we all play the game, is to be in those electric atmospheres with those opportunities. And how good would it feel walking out of South Bend, Indiana, with a win against the Notre Dame Fighting Irish? So concentrate on the job and the task at hand.
Oh, yeah, we're rooting for you on that one, no doubt. We're going to let you go. My dream game. Everybody's a dream game. And I always tell Don, my dream game is Miami and USC. I think like institutions, Miami's got to wear the orange and white. USC would have to wear the maroon and gold. And we got to kick that game off someplace. Two great powers with lots of tradition and championships. What do you think, Coach?
Well, let's do it in the national championship game. Right. I'll take that one right now.
All right, we've got a semifinal down here in the Orange Bowl, too. Maybe we'll see it here.
Oh, it sounds great. It's great talking to you guys. And Don, as always, thanks for being a member of our family.
No problem, Clay. Thank you.
All right,
righty, guys. Take care.
All right, that's Clay Helton, head coach at USC.
What a class
act.
Yeah,
very nice guy.
It's his daddy's birthday tomorrow. It's Coach Helton's birthday tomorrow.
Right.
Yep.
Coach Helton, happy birthday. Did
that's
you have
right.
him listening in?
Huh? I did call him and let him know that we were going to talk with his first son, Clay, and Tyson's a head football coach as well. Now that's a football family.
You know, I've asked all these guys about Miami and Alabama. Every guy from the Big 12, the SEC, they all go, ooh. Nobody says, oh, that's great. Go get them, boys. They're all like, ooh, oh, yeah.
There's a guttural sound.
Yeah, there's a pause, that pregnant pause of, oh, that's who you guys are opening with, huh? Yeah.
Lucky you. Yeah. Better you than me.
Who was it? Lincoln Riley, I think he said, well, then buckle up.
Yeah, I think that's about right.
Ryan Day, I told him, you know, we were at the Big 10 last week. Ryan Day said, oh, yeah, we couldn't stop him.
Well, they couldn't stop. Nobody yeah. stopped him.
Nope, nobody stopped him. But listen, before we move on to the next segment, we have some other coaches coming on. We do have training camp starts a week from Friday, I guess it is. Yeah. What do you think? What are some of the big storylines we're going to be looking at?
Well, let's get healthy. Stay yeah. healthy, number one. That's it. I want to see the tight end, Joe.
Yeah.
You know, I think we got to get some who's number two at tight end? Derek King, of course, is going to be the focal point. You talk about that defensive line. Jess Simpson's back, and is putting that thing together. We lost a first and a sixth-round draft pick on the defensive line. I want to see where that's at. And I'm really looking forward, aside from De'Eriq King, I want to see where the leadership's going to come from. You know, and that always comes from a different spot. It never shows up really where you think it is. And you know, Garen Justice, the offensive line coach, has had a phenomenal offseason with those guys. And I want to see with all these starts and these returners coming back. I'm interested in everything. I can't wait to get on the sideline and watch every practice.
Okay, when we come back, we're going to see if we hook up with Mario Cristobal. Let me talk to you for a moment about some exciting news. Yes, the exciting news, it's football season, but more exciting news, Williamson Cadillac. They have announced a limited-time vehicle buyback program. Bring in your pre-owned vehicle to Williamson Cadillac, and Ed Williamson will buy you out of your current Ally or GM financial lease contingent of current equity and dealer's final appraisal. And right now, you'll get the best trade value the automotive industry has seen in years at Williamson Cadillac. Not only that, at Williamson, you'll avoid lease end penalties like excess mileage fees and wear and tear. You don't want to miss this exciting opportunity. Schedule your appraisal today. Visit Williamson Cadillac, located at US 1 and 104th Street, just south of the Palmetto Expressway. So get your summer revved up at Williamson Cadillac, your premier luxury dealership. Williamson is Miami.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.